First off, are you charmed by the charm offensive by the president?
Not exactly, but I do think that any conversations, any outreach is fine with me. But I would point out that for the last, I don't know how long a period of time, you could go back years, the president has practice has been fly someplace in Air Force One, have a rally, beat up on Republicans, say that we don't care about dirty air and dirty water, and then return to the Capitol. So this is a marked change. Now, I'm not accusing him of any ulterior motives, okay? I won't do that. But it is clear that his polling numbers were dropping rather significantly over the past few weeks as we continued this impasse here in Washington. Now, I'm not saying that ours in the Congress went up particularly, but look, I would welcome any dialogue. But now that the dialogue has begun, then we have the right to expect some kind of progress. And honestly, the budget that just came out from the Democrats in the Senate, headed by Senator Patty Murray, is a joke. It's a joke. It has no meaningful impact on the debt and the deficit. It has no meaningful impact on reducing spending. It has no meaningful impact as far as reform of any of the entitlement programs are concerned. So, look, I'm all for the dialogue. We should be for the dialogue, but we should also expect, as part of that, some willingness to make some concessions. And if you look at the budget that's coming out of the Budget Committee, by the way, first time in 4 years, that's progress, then there is no progress. But I'll be glad to talk, and I think it's important that we talk. Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to talk all the time. But we also have, the American people also have the right to expect some progress.
Right.